You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good news for people who were worried about the bushy brows bandit. It looks like he may have been caught. Did
good.
You see that?
Finally, yeah. He's hit two or three banks just down the street from me. I was freaked out a little bit.
A man who police claim is the bank robber known for his bushy eyebrows was arrested, according to the FBI.
Good.
So we shall see. This story is weird. There's a big old ship out in the Atlantic Ocean. It's got 4,000 automobiles on it coming from Germany crossing the Atlantic. That includes a whole bunch of Porsches. It includes Audis, Bentleys, Volkswagens, and even some Lamborghinis.
Cool.
Cool until it caught fire.
What? How'd that happen?
This giant ship full of 4,000 automobiles burning. The Portuguese Navy had to swoop in and by helicopter rescue the 22 crew members who were on board.
I watched some of the video. It's pretty intense. It's scary.
Yeah.
Now it's just floating out there on fire.
Yeah, it's now abandoned and it's burning. And so those of you who have been waiting for cars and you know how
your Lambo
difficult it has been to get cars, this won't help. I was reading another story about it, and this guy who's a car journalist said that he's waiting on a Porsche Boxster, and he has been informed by Porsche that the Boxster Spider he ordered is indeed on the ship.
It's now at the bottom of the ocean,
Now they have to wait and see what they're going to do. Here's what's kind of suspicious about this. The same thing happened to another ship loaded with Porsches just 3 years ago.
A little sabotage or something?
I'm wondering what's going on.
I'm wondering if these guys though, on the boat are like firing these cars up and doing burnouts and stuff, and maybe they're catching on fire. Just a hunch.
Hey, you know what? That theory works as well as any other.
Sure does.
Sciencey news for you, news for nerds. If you want to make people like you, you don't have to buy books and stuff like that. You just have to follow three things in the recipe to make people like you. One, be seen more often than usual.
Here I am. Here I am.
They say that like if a dog growls at you the first time it sees you, right? By the third time it's okay, and by the fifth time it'll lick your hand. They say it's the same kind of thing with human beings. So just be seen often. The next thing to do is ask questions, because research shows that if somebody asks you questions, shows that they're interested in you, you just naturally like them more.
Okay.
And then the third one is simple. Just smile.
Ding.
Be seen, ask questions, smile. Suddenly, boom, everybody loves you. What else is going on in news for nerds? I'll put this in the Mindbender Club mailer today. It's not much to really talk about, except that have you seen the pictures of that giant crocodile from almost 100 million years ago that ate dinosaurs?
It was a big mamma jamma, yeah.
That's cool. And then this one is really interesting in the science world. A couple of babies born in Virginia are going viral because they're cousins, but they're also twin brothers.
How does that work?
It's because both sets of parents are identical twins. The moms are identical, and they married two identical twin brothers. So in addition to being cousins, the babies are also genetic brothers. There's something called quaternary twins.
That's weird, isn't it? That's trippy to think about.
They're cousins, but if you took a DNA test, it would say they're siblings, even though they're not.
It hurts my head.
I love that story, man. The parents met at a twins festival back in 2017,
and
now they all
did.
Live together in the same house.
Well, this whole thing's a little creepy.
A little bit. What else is trending?
If you're looking for a reason to guzzle some vino tonight, it's a good day to do it. Today is National Drink Wine Day. A recent survey asked people, which type of wine is your favorite? Merlot received 18% of the votes, and Zinfandel came in like second.
I like some red Zin.
You like a red Zin?
Don't drink white.
The white Zin is the one I'm like, bleh.
There's some good red
Zins. That's garbage wine.
There's one called Seven Deadly Zins.
I've had that.
For a $15 bottle of wine.
The one I was going to recommend, I like cabs. It's called 75 Cabernet, and it's a $18 bottle of wine. It is freaking tasty.
Scrumptious.
Costco. If I need a Costco. This story says 9% of people claim that they usually drink 5 glasses of wine, or basically the entire bottle, in one sitting. glug, glug.
Oh, my.
Glug, glug. Oh, my is right.
I have done that, but it's not like a regular thing.
No, then you might have a problem. Are you able to drink just a glass of wine on its own? I need snacks when I drink wine. I can't just have a glass.
Really?
No, I have to have a little cheese, a little crackers, some pasta, a little nibbly of some sort when I drink wine.
To me, the wine is the
meal. The wine is the meal. Yeah, I need snacks. So anyway, this is kind of a weird story floating around this morning talking about Bob Saget. He was on a podcast and he was talking with his wife, Kelly Rizzo. And this happened last October, and he was talking about Kelly's favorite movies, which include The Godfather, Goodfellas, Casino, Scarface, a bunch of mobster movies. So Bob's quote on there said, "So I don't have long to live if these are your favorites. I'm going to be found dead in bed." And then Kelly replied, "You better watch out." So now everyone online's like, "Oh my God, she killed him." No, it's just a weird coincidence. Just simmer down.
Just a coincidence.
So anyway, this podcast is trending this morning because he said that. And then, Dom, cover your ears. Stranger Things Season 4 will be coming out in two parts. They're doing the two parts thing. May 27th and July 1st. It's the fifth season and the final season, Dom, luckily.
Thank God.
Dom hates that show. So there's your Stranger Things update. Coke is debuting a new drink on Monday that's supposed to taste like outer space. It's called Coca-Cola Starlight. And the story here says they don't really know the real flavor of it. The quote coming out from Coke is it has notes reminiscent of stargazing around a campfire, as well as a cooling sensation that evokes the feeling of a cold journey to space. So essentially, to me, it sounds like it's going to taste like smoke and Vicks VapoRub. That's where the cooling comes in.
You know, the thing is, it's a funny gimmick because you can get away with that with anything. You could put out a new cookie and says, "This tastes like Neptune."
Right. And nobody knows, right?
Who can argue with you?
You're right. It does taste like Neptune. Wow.
Better than tasting like Uranus.
Solid planet joke. A couple goofy stories floating around. Well, this one's not too goofy. There's this 81-year-old dude in Florida named Roger Little who's training to compete in the World Ironman Championship later this year. He's 81 years old, Dom. Turns out this guy has competed in triathlons for four decades, 400 of them to be exact, 40 Ironman races. And he's preparing to do the swim, the bike ride, and the run all again at 81.
Isn't that crazy? I got mad respect for him, man.
Man, I can barely get on the elliptical for like 30 minutes a day, and look at this guy. And then this story, there's a unicorn-obsessed mother who just changed her name from Marie Nesbitt, it looks like, to Marie Unicorn Sparkles. She was inspired by that Marie Kondo Netflix show where she says her real name didn't spark joy for her. Unicorns actually spark joy for her, so she went out and legally changed her name to Marie Unicorn Sparkles.
You know, do whatever makes you happy, right?
And she's so happy right now. All right, man, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Pretty simple and stupid clickbait today. It's coming out of Fairview, Oregon. And I posted a video of what's going on in Fairview. It's now home to a 40-foot fork sculpture.
Beautiful.
And they're hoping to set the Guinness World Record for the world's tallest fork. Work, yeah, man. So check out
what was the record? I don't know.
I didn't dig any deeper into this story.
Probably
at
just
all.
Like 6 inches.
Not at all. So anyway, like I said, it's kind of stupid, but it'll kill a little time for you this morning. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.